Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 473.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I am so excited to talk about today's topic, and I'll tell you why. We had somebody write into us, and what she was saying is that she's afraid to talk about her business. The gist of it was that she goes to events, and it's not just networking events, but she'll go to family events or friend events, and she will not feel comfortable talking about her business. And she ended the message saying, "What am I going to do? Because how can I build my business if I'm not talking about it?" Great topic. And I'll tell you why. Because it opens up the opportunity to talk about a lot of different things, a lot of different things that we have, quote unquote, stories about. So here are the choices we're always making in the Train Your Brain world. Everything you're going to hear about this particular subject, you can apply to anything else, no matter what your issue is or what your problem or what your obstacle in growing your business is. So let's break this down. Right now, the story that this person has going is that I can't talk about my business. So we could look at this from a standpoint of, wow, I really need to help this person talk about her business. You know, she needs to learn how to talk about her business, and we can use brain training to help her do that. However, there is an underlying story here that's important to discuss. And the underlying story is, I need to talk about my business in order for my business to grow. So the first thing I want to say to that is, yes, if that's what you think, if you think that you need to talk about your business or your business won't grow, then your business won't grow. And this is applicable to everything that you're thinking about in your business. You're feeling guilty. I'm not live streaming. I should be live streaming. Why can't I get myself to live stream? I don't like it. My business isn't grow if I don't live stream. Here's one for you direct sellers. I'm not booking parties. My business won't grow. I can't make money unless I book parties. I should really be blogging more. Why can't I make myself blog? My business doesn't grow if I'm not blogging. So the problem isn't that you're not talking about your business. The problem is that you are thinking and talking about it in a way that is negative. So here are the choices we're always making in the Train Your Brain world. Do the thing and feel bad about it. Do the thing and feel good about it. Don't do the thing and feel bad about it. Don't do the thing and feel good about it. So talk about your business and feel good. Or talk about your business and feel bad. Some of us are like that, right? Like we do the live stream and then we're like, oh, I'm terrible at this. And I'm still forcing myself to live stream, but I'm terrible and it's never going to work. Well, if you're going to do the thing, have a successful talk around it. Have a successful positive talk around it. In the Train Your Brain world, there are really only two choices. The feel good or the feel good choice. Do the thing and feel good or don't do the thing and feel good. But either one will get you there. It's the feeling good that builds your business. So if you talk about your business at your family gatherings and feel good, you'll build your business. If you don't talk about your business at your family gatherings and feel good, you'll still build your business. insert any other marketing method here. Live streaming, podcasting, blogging, newsletters, networking meetings. Put in any other thing here. What's building your business is not the action. Action is not what's building your business. What's building your business is that you've decided that that's the story for building your business. Now, why does this work? Ready? I haven't mentioned our good old friend, the reticular activating system, for at least three shows. The reticular activating system is a little part of your brain that's like a little matchmaker that lives in your head. And its full-time job is to stand at attention all day, every day, listening to what you're thinking about, what you're talking about, and then sifting through the mucky muck and matching it up for you. Now, I know you've had this experience. Maybe you've been looking for a car. You start to see that car everywhere. You've just had a baby, and you see babies everywhere, right? Because you're thinking about it a lot. You're thinking all the time, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about this. I see this thing. It's synchronicity. It's divine intervention. And it's your reticular activating system, right? It is your brain working on your behalf. Your brain is always working on your behalf, looking for stuff. So whatever story you're telling it, that's the story that's giving you the success. So I can say I talk to people and I build my business, or I don't talk to people and I build my business. So now you just have to decide what is it you really want to do, and then you line up with that story emotionally and mentally and all of those good things. It's funny, but I often use the joke, like I could say my business is growing because I eat a banana every Thursday. You know, your brain will take any excuse that you tell it if you powerfully believe it. I remember, since direct selling has come up, back in my direct selling days, I had somebody on my team, and she had this good luck charm that she would use. She would go to her party, and she would sit in the car, and she'd close her eyes, put her head down, close her eyes, and she would say, I'm not going to book any parties tonight. And then she would go in, and she really believed that if she didn't say that just before she walked in the house, it's kind of like, you know, I know some of you people out there who are sports fans, you know, you're switching the red hat for the blue hat, and I got to put the shirt on because my team is down a point, and when they're down a point, then I have to wear the black armband because then they go up a point. Well, it was like that for her. She really believed that if she said that in a really sincere way with like her head down in the car before she went in, then she would book parties. But if she didn't say that, she felt like she jinxed herself. So what was really bringing her the business? Was she becoming successful because of her self-talk? Was she becoming successful because of her action? No, she was becoming successful because of her belief, her deep belief that if she did this thing, it would work or it wouldn't work. And that's the thing standing in the way here. The problem isn't that you're not taking action and speaking to people about your business. The issue is the way you're thinking about it. Now, let's say you do want to switch it. And this is why we have the phrase, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem, right? I know y'all were waiting for me to say that, weren't you? So, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep thinking and talking about the problem. What generates belief? What generates belief is your thinking. Really, if you keep thinking something over and over and over and over again, it becomes a belief. That's how we learned anything. Everything we learned as a little kid, whether it's, you know, reaching out and picking up a glass or a rattle, or whether it's I like dogs or I like chocolate or I'm a good swimmer, or all of those different beliefs we have about ourselves, we just kept telling ourselves over and over and over again that thing. And so it's like that here. If you want to generate a new belief, then you must be an intentional, proactive thinker in your head. You must decide, what kind of emotion do I want to generate? What kind of emotion do I want to generate? Because if you can choose your emotional state, and you can, and you can choose which one that you want, and you can, then all you have to do is find the thoughts that start to move you in the direction of that emotional state. So to reiterate, do or do not do that thing. It makes no difference. The only thing that matters is what you believe. And how are you going to shift that belief? You're going to shift that belief by shifting your emotions. You're going to shift your emotions by shifting your thought. It all starts with that beautiful brain of yours and that reticular activating system and finding new ways to talk about things. So when we come back, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here because for those of you that don't know, I'm live on Facebook every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You can be part of the party. If you go to danaupdate.com, you'll get a little ping from DanaBot and you'll find out when I'm live and you can come and hang out and we can chat in the live studio audience, which is always fun. And also, if you haven't been over there recently, and this is very important because I'm really getting dialed in on how to explain how to get clients. Like, it's making me so excited because I'm finding new verbiage and new ways to talk about it to really help you understand how to immediately start making these shifts so that you start getting those clients and attracting your ideal client. And I want to tell you all about it at danaclass.com. So head over to danaclass.com. It's free, my favorite price. Get registered. Check it out. I will be back in 127 seconds to talk about some verbiage, some good old feel-good verbiage. Here we go. Back in a minute.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222. With the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome back to the show. We're having a really good discussion here on Facebook. I know you want to be a part of it, so go to danaupdate.com and get pinged. Get your ping today from DanaBot. She'll come over and tell you when we're live and what we're in. That's kind of the nice thing. You find out what the topic is, too. So we send you a little line like, this is the topic, and you're not going to listen to all of them, but you're going to listen to some of them, so you can click and get a ping and find out. Anyway, the thing I wanted to talk about is somebody in the comments, Stacy, said, you always make me feel better about not doing lives. And I have to laugh because I think sometimes that people can categorize me as somebody who is against action or something. Far be it. I love action. I take a lot of action myself. I like to call it intentional action. So intentional action is the action you take after you feel good. So if you move yourself to an emotionally positive place and then take action, you can pretty much do anything. So if you're not feeling good or you're feeling frustrated, you have one job. And your one job is to feel better. Find a way to feel better. And then when you feel good, you start feeling really good. Now you get those expansive pathways in the brain. You get access to ideas. You feel like working. And now you go down and you sit down and you work. And it's like, whoa, I'm in the flow. But you're taking action from a place of like, oh, I really feel good. I can't wait to do this. In regard to what Stacy said about not doing the live streams, that's a smart decision. If you're not using your natural gifts, if you're not feeling like, I can't wait to do a live stream. I can't wait to get out there. This is going to be so fun. I can't wait to learn this. I can't wait to fail. I can't wait to bang around and figure it all out. Don't do them. Just don't. Instead, find that thing that you feel that way about and do that. Find the thing that you feel that excited about and do that. So the person who wrote today, she is saying, I feel bad because I'm not talking about my business. And I can sit and I can give you a bunch of sentences that you can practice and it will help you feel better. And that's okay. Sometimes I have things in my business that aren't my natural gifts, but that I do get myself into a positive state about because there's things I still feel like I need to do myself. So one of them, for example, is my email. I write an email a few times a week, and I personally write those. Writing is not my strong suit, but I feel a very powerful desire to do it because it's important to me to do it, that I do it. And so I have to train my brain around it. I have to get excited and be like, okay, this is going to be fun. It's going to go easy. I'm going to get in the flow. I'm going to have a good time. It's going to be comfortable. It's going to happen just like this. I love when I communicate. I love connecting. And I get myself fired up. Then I sit down and I write it. Same thing. If you don't feel like networking is your natural thing, but you have a powerful desire to do it, you can get yourself fired up to do it. Now, having said that, the thing that is really building your business, besides your beliefs, as we discussed, is you, just being you. So if you go to that family gathering and you talk about knitting and you talk about gardening and you talk about your cat with passion, and if you're having a good time and if you're feeling good, you're building your business. Because people are doing business with you because they like you and they want to learn more about you and they want to hang out with you. And perhaps the topic that relates to your business will come up. Let's say you're a nutrition coach and the topic of food comes up. Well, then even better, because you're going to have more passion talking about your passion of food and talking about all the things you know. But just existing as you and feeling good, you're building your business. In the practical sense, you're showing up as you, the happy you, and people are seeing you and they're attracted to you and they want to learn more about you and they're moving into your tribe and you make sales from that, from building a bigger following. And in the sense where you say, wow, this is like amazing, how does this work? When you feel good, you open up the creative pathways to your brain, you get better ideas, and you show up in a better way. You feel better. Okay? So let's say you have to or want to start to shift something, whatever it is, no matter what it is. The things that I use that work really well for me, and you can use these, is I say things like, this is going to be easy and it's going to be fun to practice this. And I like to play with this. And I love that I'm open to new concepts. And I love that I'm open to new ideas. And I love that brain training works so well. I know I can just get myself fired up and I can do anything. I'm really capable of anything with brain training because I know how to feel good. And I love that I'm curious. And I love that I'm open. And I love that I like to try new things. And I know that this is going to go quickly and easily. And I'm in the flow. And when I'm connected and centered and aligned in my best self, I can do everything and it feels so good. And I'm feeling that now and I'm getting more there now. I feel like I could take on the world and I could do everything and it's going to be a great day. This is going to be a great opportunity and a great time and I can see good things coming from this. And I love being myself. I love being my full self, and whatever excuse I have to get me there works. And if this is the particular excuse in this moment, I'm happy to have it. I'm happy to have a reason to really work my brain training chops and get fully connected and embodied to who I am. It feels so good to be the full me and I love doing it. And it's so fun that I have a reason to do it. I love having this opportunity to get feeling better and better and better right now. And I know I'm going to move forward and I'm going to have success and things are going to be easy for me. And I've got more on my horizon in this day that's going to be glorious. And it's so fun. I love being a brain trainer and I can start right now. All right, that's it. And you can do that. And don't you feel like taking on the world right now? It's that easy. Do the thing and feel good. Don't do the thing and feel good. But either way, feel good. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at
me. You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.